Welcome to Wedding Masters Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Messinetti, and I'm here in Manchester, Vermont, sitting in the office of Carmine Cole, who will introduce himself to you right now.
Hi, I'm Carmine Cole, Private Functions Director at Hildene, the Lincoln family home here in Manchester, Vermont.
And I just took the tour of Lincoln Hall, which is the new structure that they built, and it's soon to be finished sometime in May. Here we are in February, and the first event will be in June, I believe.
First trial run will be June 22nd. The first real event will be Saturday, July 6th.
Great. So why don't you tell us about your plans for Lincoln Hall?
Well, Lincoln Hall came about because we had been using a tent here at Hildene for probably 4 decades. And it was only seasonal. And there are lots of challenges with a tent wedding, as you're well aware. The weather is a big factor, heat, air conditioning, that sort of thing. So about 10 years ago, we had decided that we'd really like to have an event building, that we could do events year-round that would be climate-controlled. Everything was ready to go in 2020, and then you know what happened, Bill. It all went south because of COVID.
And the last podcast that we did was actually during COVID, which we did remotely, and we talked about all the challenges of COVID, and I wanted to follow up because there's so many exciting things going on here at Hildene. I wanted to follow up and actually, you know, follow up with the new plan.
The new Lincoln Hall is nearly complete. It'll be completed in May. It is 14,000 square feet.
Holy mackerel.
So it is an event space that is free of posts or pillars because of the laminated arches in this building. So no center posts, no anything to obstruct your vision in the main hall. And I think we did a pretty good job of designing it for our needs and hopefully the needs of the future as well. Not only for weddings, but also for corporate events and programming and educational services and perhaps a place where the community could come together for a meeting or something like that.
So there are a lot. I have lots of questions about everything you just said, which we will elaborate on. But starting with the weddings and the visuals, when I first walked into that room, the first thing I noticed were those laminated columns, beams. And they're very striking and attractive, not something that's just structural. It's aesthetically really nice. Now, tell us about the backdrop. And there, I noticed there's windows all around, and you told me about the window that allows you to see Hildene from a certain vantage point, and there's also the windows that overlook the mountains. So tell us about the views.
The idea and the concept of this building, Bill, was to bring the outside in. And we actually modeled it after a tent, if you will. Tents have sides that can be opened, and we wanted to try to replicate that in a building to literally bring the outside in. And I think that was accomplished with the numerous windows that bring on all sides of the building. And there's an enormous window on the west side of the building that overlooks Equinox Mountain. And the views are absolutely stunning from that particular vantage point.
And being in Vermont, the views will be stunning in the winter with the snow caps and stunning in the summer when everything's green.
Yes. Part of this was to be able to do events year-round. So not only will we be able to continue our spring, summer, and fall events, but we're also hoping to do winter weddings here at Hildene. They'll be a little bit different than our spring, summer, and fall weddings, as everything will happen inside Lincoln Hall. But perhaps we're thinking if we can do a small intimate ceremony inside the mansion, which is something that hasn't been done in probably 30 years here at Hildene.
Has that been approved?
That has been approved. We have a go for that. So And we were also thinking with some of the new technologies this building will have to allow us to live stream the ceremony from the mansion to guests who are waiting inside Lincoln Hall.
Wow. And would that also allow for possible live streaming of the entire event? If bride and groom says, hey, you know, we have a lot of family that lives in California that can't make it. We'd like them to be part of the wedding. Could that be a possibility?
Absolutely.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes. And this will also be helpful when we want to do corporate events or lecture series or talks. I would really like to see if we could bring a TED Talk to Hildene, maybe something Lincoln-oriented.
Sure. Now, there's two levels to this building, right, to Lincoln Hall. Tell us about – now, I know that the wedding level – or the we've been discussing the main room, right? And downstairs, I understand there's going to be conference rooms, right?
That's correct. Downstairs will be designed for conference rooms, breakout areas, restrooms, and even a concession stand if we do large groups.
So tell me about the type of event that you'd like to see happen in the conference rooms.
Well, we're thinking company junkets or perhaps retreats of some sort. A lot of people have been working remotely as of late, so maybe it's an opportunity for companies to put everybody in the same room for a couple of days and talk about some of their principles, their strategies, maybe just the time for people to get together as the office camaraderie is a little bit different now post-COVID.
Right, right. Maybe you can get Tony Robbins to do a little thing.
Now, that would be great.
Okay, so I don't want to go off the Lincoln Hall subject, but tell me about the landscaping, because I understand there's going to be some amazing landscaping done around the building.
Yeah, the idea here is to incorporate the new building into the historic landscape here at Hildene. And this is something Robert Lincoln himself was actively involved in and not just farmed out to somebody else when he built the house in 1903. So we've been working with a company called Wildscapes out of Burlington, who is going to help us create an area around the building that will help make it look more inclusive to the rest of the campus. And of course, we're always thinking about bee and pollinators. We're always thinking about evasives and natural plants that we can use, not only for aesthetics, but for helping the natural environment here at Hildene.
That's awesome. It sounds like every aspect of the project has been well thought out.
This has been something we've been wanting to build for over 10 years, Bill, and we've had several different drawings over the years, and we were ready to go in 2020, then COVID hit, and that gave us an opportunity to really think long and hard about not only what our needs are now, but what they might be in the future. And when we had this conversation with many, many individuals, vendors and bands and caterers and florists and everybody who's involved in events at Hildene, we all gave them an opportunity to speak and asked them, what should we put in here? How should we make this? How is it going to be easier for you to get in and get out? And as a result of that, we've come to this wonderful design. And I think it's not only aesthetically pleasing, but I think it's going to be incredibly functional.
So you kind of had a forced pause in 2020, right? It forced you to pause the project.
Correct.
And gave you time to say, wait, maybe there's some things that we should be thinking a little deeper about. And so now I know Nick from Pangea Catering, who's the exclusive caterer here, I know he had a lot of input. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Like most things, the architects have an idea when they build kitchens or something like this. But if you've never been in the business and never actually worked in a kitchen, it's sometimes hard to grasp the concept of how things flow. And this is where the caterer was directly involved with exactly how the kitchen was designed and laid out in order to facilitate doing large events for up to 300 people.
So the functionality aspect really played in with Nick's involvement.
Absolutely. Nick was very good at being able to see that, being able to, and let's be honest, Nick by trade is not a caterer. He is a mechanical engineer. So this is where this methodical thinking takes place from Nick and the Pangea team. They can break it down into steps. And how many steps can they save? How can we do this more streamlined, more efficiently, to make it more efficient for the guests?
You'd never know that that's his background by tasting the food. You'd think he was, you know, a chef by trade, and because the food's amazing.
Yes, I'm smiling ear to ear right now because this is absolutely true. Here's a guy who went to school for mechanical engineer, and he actually turned the corner and realized that he enjoyed being in the kitchen and being a chef, and parlayed his way from being a cook at a restaurant into owning three shops now in North Bennington.
Yeah, so I've gotten to know Nick because I've done so many events here at Hildene that you know, it's part of the family. And Nick has a very natural way of his thought process works really well with what he does. He's just he's really incredibly talented, and his the way his brain works really is unique. That combination in creating what he's created with Pangea. And it's a great, you know, the relationship with Hildene and Pangea is great. You know, when people call me and ask me about entertainment, I tell them about the team. I tell them about you, and I tell them about Nick and Nick's team and your team here and the florist team, and which I want to get to. I love the teamwork. Everybody involved knows their gig really well, and nobody has to hold anybody's hand.
Yeah, Nick and his company have been exclusive caterer here since 2008. And Nick, being the mechanical engineer, let's call him a data spreadsheet geek nerd, and I think he would wear that badge proudly, has taken detailed notes on what people eat, how much they drink, for the last... 15 or 16 years. And it's been very helpful when people come and they want to look at the menu and order. These are things that Nick does as a trade. He doesn't do a pre-order, for example, if you're going to have a wedding here. People will come, they'll look at a menu, they will order from that menu, and Nick will make it to order on premise.
It's amazing. You don't get that kind of service. I've been in this business a long time, and I've performed at lots and lots of catering halls, and I don't think I've ever heard that kind of customized menu that Nick offers.
It's an incredible service, and it's amazing that people don't have to pre-order and then, of course, remember what they pre-ordered going into the event. As again, this data that Nick collects over the years has been very helpful, so he will be able to tell you if a bride or a couple has a chicken, beef, or fish on the menu, Nick can tell you within a handful of how many are going to order each of those items.
Wow. So on to Peggy, our florist.
Lily of the Valley florist here in Manchester. Peggy has been doing weddings here since 1980.
Wow.
Yes.
I thought I was here a long time. Because you mentioned Nick has been here since 2008. I can't believe he's been here that long.
Yes.
Yeah. I was working here. I did weddings here prior to Nick coming in. So I can't believe it's that long.
Yes. That's amazing. Time goes by quick, doesn't it?
So tell us about Peggy's involvement with the flowers and the weddings and stuff.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of maybe Peggy and Lily of the Valley. She is a local here to the Manchester area, born and raised here in Manchester. Her parents actually were very good friends with Peggy Lincoln Beckwith, Robert Lincoln's granddaughter.
Wow.
The last person to live at Hildene.
No way.
She used to come to the mansion as a child and actually have dinner parties in the mansion when she was a kid.
Wow.
The other interesting thing about Peggy is actually named after Peggy Lincoln Beckwith. She is not a Margaret. She's really a Peggy and named after Robert Lincoln's granddaughter.
Wow. Okay, so she deserves to be here.
So that is her connection to Hildene, and that is why she's the exclusive florist. And in addition to that, her work is amazing.
Are her flowers locally grown? Or
she grows a lot of things locally in her own gardens here, but she's been in the business long enough that she's got excellent relationships with growers all over the country. Nice. And quite possibly all over the world. Nice. So when she puts an order in, they know to send the very best to her. Otherwise, they're going to get it back.
Now, is she exclusive here?
She's exclusive here to Hildene.
Right.
She does other events in the area, but she is the exclusive florist here at Hildene.
Right. And same with Nick. He Pangea is the exclusive catering.
Correct.
And tell us how different it's going to be with the flow of a wedding compared to when you had a tent.
Boy, the changes are going to be dramatic. We won't have to worry about wind or rain or heat or cold.
Like my daughter's wedding, when it poured.
Yes. Wind can be detrimental in a tent. And it does get windy here. And we're finding now this summer thunderstorms can be a little bit more violent, a little more windy. So this is one of the reasons we wanted to go to a structure that could withstand the wind, withstand the weather. And a lot of times, especially when it rains on a tent, that canvas roof can be deafening with the sound of rain. And this is where we have over a foot of insulation in the ceiling of Lincoln Hall to not only keep the sound of the rain off the roof, but also to keep the heat inside or the cooling inside Lincoln Hall.
Now, as a musician myself and having lots of experience in recording studios and stuff, I noticed the acoustic tiles. I found the acoustic tiles on the floor, and you explained to me how they used it. So the roof, the ceiling, not the roof, the ceiling is wood.
Yes.
Correct? What kind of wood is that?
They use a stained pine for that ceiling. But behind the ceiling is not only an air gap, but it also has a 2.5-inch thick sound deadening panels behind it. And the roof and the ceiling in this building, there are probably inch and a half slots between each of the boards on the ceiling to allow that sound to travel into the sound deadening and not reverberate.
And die.
Yeah, and die and not bounce around the room.
So the entire ceiling is not only insulated, but it's acoustically treated as well.
Correct.
And so I never saw that actually where they had the space between they actually left room for the sound to travel between the wood rather than bounce off the wood. So it could actually travel between the wood and die up in there. Because, even with a cement floor, right? You said the floor is going to be polished concrete. And I noticed the room wasn't as lively as you'd expect it to be acoustically because of that sound deadening.
This is something that was taken into great consideration during the process of designing this building. We wanted to make sure that we had great soundproofing so that it wasn't echoey in the building, and that when you have a band, Central Park Orchestra comes, it's not going to be deafening to everybody there, and it's not going to bounce off and reverb everywhere.
Hey, we're never too loud. Come on.
Correct. You are never too loud. Sometimes not loud enough.
Was it a consideration for the neighborhood to reverberate off the mountains?
That's part of it, too. I mean, there is a sound ordinance here in the town of Manchester, but it's more geared toward outdoor venues and tents.
Right, which we had to deal with when we had the tent, right?
When we had the tent, yes.
So I think 11 or 11:30 was
the
curfew.
And now that the sound ordinance is actually in place in the town of Manchester, that now time for silence and after is 9 p.m.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So you built this building just in time?
Just in time.
What would have happened if you still were in the tent? Would you have to end the weddings at 9?
We'd have to end the weddings at 9.
When did that come into play?
It was 2022.
Wow.
Yep. So construction of this building happened through all of 2023. We only did a handful of events here because of the construction project. So that was a concern.
Now, is it possible that an event could go past 11:30 now that you're indoors?
It is possible. It is possible. We are doing a hard stop at 11:30 right now. We do want guests to finish their conversations. We do know it takes time to say goodbye.
Right.
This adds a little bit of time on the end of the event, which is fine.
So some of the venues that I perform at, they offer like an after hours party, and they do it one of two ways. For instance, they might have an after hours party for the younger crowd, and where they have a DJ. Like I've done parties where my band plays, and then we do like a DJ after hours party. And then sometimes they do what they call like almost like a wind down, where there's maybe a piano player just playing some jazzy kind of thing just for ambiance, and do like you know, some cordials and, you know, quiet conversation kind of thing. Would that be a consideration?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So there's all kinds of new possibilities with this new structure.
We are looking at lots of alternatives, lots of ways to people to come together and enjoy this magnificent space. Doesn't necessarily have to be a wedding or a corporate event. Could it be a family reunion? Could it be, you know, a concert? Could it be any number of things?
So when we had the tent here, we could only do weddings roughly Memorial Day to Labor Day, correct?
Yes.
And now...
Well, let's call it Indigenous Peoples Weekend.
Okay. Which one is that?
That's the one in October, formerly Columbus Day.
Oh, right. Okay. So I was thinking about Memorial Labor Day, which is a month before that. But you actually went into October.
The fall foliage here is absolutely spectacular.
Right.
And this is one of the reasons why all the windows are at Lincoln Hall, because the foliage is going to be magnificent.
So now we could have weddings all year round?
All year round.
And midweek stuff as well?
Absolutely.
So some of the corporate meetings and things like that can happen in the conference rooms?
Yeah, the business model right now and the plan is to continue the success of the weddings that we've had for many, many years, and kind of reserve Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights for weddings.
Okay.
Although I've done weddings every day of the week. And then try to see if we can seduce some businesses and corporations to come and use the hall Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for those corporate events.
And if you don't mind me just kind of getting into the little bit of the nuts and bolts, maybe for a bride and groom or a corporate client who's listening in, tell us how it works as far as you rent the building from Hildene, the Lincoln family home, and the vendors are separate, or how does that work?
Yeah, so that's correct. Hildene will rent the venue, and then we have the exclusive caterer and florist if you want to do food or flowers or liquor, all done through Pangea Catering or Lily the Valley Florist. I also have a wonderful curated list of vendors here at Hildene that if you wanted to do any number of things that these local vendors, and some not necessarily local, from all over New England, to come and work with you to make your event however special you want it to be.
Does a client have to have an event planner to come here, or can they, if they choose to manage the components of the wedding or corporate event themselves, can they do that?
Yes, they can. We don't not necessarily requiring a event coordinator here. We have lots of experience with doing that ourselves, and happy to help you with planning this event. If you want to bring in a planner, that's absolutely fine. We will work with them side by side to make sure your event goes off just absolutely wonderfully.
Okay. Is there anything else that you think we should cover that people would be interested or people need to know about Lincoln Hall or the Lincoln family home?
I would urge everyone to come and take a look at it. It is a absolutely stunning building. You were there today. You were absolutely mesmerized with the laminated, what they call glulam beams. in this building, in the ceiling, which creates a pillarless, completely open event space that you can customize however you want.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it not finished. I'm not seeing all the lighting that's coming in and everything and the polishing of the floors and all of that. So I can't wait to come back. I think my next wedding here is in August, and I can't wait to perform at that wedding. It's going to be great.
We're really looking forward to putting this building online and sharing it with the world.
All right. Well, thank you, Carmine, for being my guest here today, and thank you for taking me on the tour of Lincoln Hall and all these great plans that you have for the Lincoln family home, Hildene. Thank you so much for your time.
You are very welcome. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to take a tour with me, and I wish you the very best as we move forward
in
the new building.
I wish you guys all the success. This new building is amazing. And if, like as Carmine said, you need to take a tour, come to, I sound like an advertisement, but it's true. If you tour the facility, I mean, I had my daughter's wedding here, and it was when they had the tent, and just the views are just spectacular. The property is spectacular. Over the ceremony overlooking the valley and just all of it, the gardens, everything about it is just really spectacular. It's a very special place. So wish you all the best.
It's a wonderful property. I urge everyone, if you haven't heard about it before, maybe do some research online. But I'm going to tell you this, Bill. Pictures are incredible, and they look amazing here at Hildene, but they simply do not do it justice. You have to come and see it for yourself.
Yeah, getting back to my daughter's wedding, I when I told her about it, she said, "Okay, Dad, I trust you." And I said, no, you're not going to settle looking at the pictures. Get in the car, we're going. And that's when you took us on the tour. And she was in tears, literally in tears, taking the tour. She couldn't believe what she was seeing. So, you know, and when I speak to clients who call me and say they're getting married at Hildene, and I tell them how much I love the place, you know, they think it's a sales pitch. But then I say, listen, my daughter got married there. Then they understand I'm not trying to, you know, just sell them. It's really true. I love the place.
It's an amazing venue.
Yep.
And I feel privileged to be able to work here, to be able to call it my office, because it's absolutely stunning.
And on that note, we'll sign off. Thank you, Carmine, once again. I'll see you soon.